here's a story from The World.
Returning to our top story today, the escalating violence in Israel and Gaza. As rocket fire and airstrikes continue, we wanted to find out how Washington fits into this and where the Biden administration currently stands on the matter. I'm joined now by Aaron David Miller, a former State Department Middle East negotiator and advisor to Republican and Democratic administrations. He's now a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. So what have we heard so far from the Biden White House in the past couple of days?
Well, the big news this afternoon was that they're sending a Deputy Assistant Secretary of State, Hadi Amer, a very capable and competent fellow, to Israel for discussions with the Israelis and Palestinians. I think it represents a response to building pressure on the administration that somehow they've been lax or unwilling or perhaps even unable to engage on this issue and to launch some sort of diplomatic intervention that would alter the trajectory, the arc of this conflict. I think, however, that risk aversion, not risk readiness, will likely be the order of the day. And that gives them a very narrow bandwidth.
You don't sound terribly hopeful about what a Washington envoy can do. I mean, is there even a trajectory to peace that an envoy can engage in right now?
No. Despite efforts on the part of the Israelis and Hamas in the last 5 or 6 years to negotiate a sort of long-term interim agreement, the notion that somehow Benjamin Netanyahu, fighting for his political life, and Mahmoud Abbas, who is in the 16th year of a 4-year term and who has just canceled Palestinian elections, which has fundamentally eroded his credibility, the odds that these two could negotiate even an interim agreement, let alone a conflict-ending agreement, I think are slim to none. That's the true tragedy here.
So Secretary Antony Blinken spoke with the Prime Minister Netanyahu today, and Blinken said Israel has a right to defend itself and Palestinians also need to live in security. I mean, the State Department is calling for de-escalation, but what specific influence or leverage does Washington actually have?
Well, they have plenty of leverage, assuming they were prepared to use it. The Biden administration's preoccupation with beating COVID, with restoring the economy, with ending the polarization along racial and political lines that now exist in this country, is going to mean that they're going to pick their foreign policy spots very, very carefully, and they're going to husband the president's political currency in a very disciplined manner. And anything involving Israel, particularly when it comes to Israeli security, is going to mean that the administration is going to be very generous with providing Israel with support and a margin which will allow the Israelis to continue what they're doing. The notion that Hadi Amer, the envoy, would go to Jerusalem and tell the Israelis to stand down is virtually not a statement he would make in this political universe. Israel has a legitimate right to defend itself, as the Israelis claim proportionally, although sometimes that is clearly not the case. But had this conflict been focused just on Jerusalem, that might have opened up an opportunity for the administration to deliver a tougher set of messages. Once it morphed to Hamas and Israel, once the rockets started to fall, once Ben-Gurion Airport was closed and Israelis were sleeping in their shelters, the odds that any administration, Democrat or Republican, I worked for a half dozen, would deliver a message this early in the conflict to tell the Israelis to stop or stand down. And if they were to deliver such a message, Marco, it would not come from Hadi Amer. It would come from the Secretary of State or, more likely, Joe Biden. But that message is not going to be delivered.
Yeah, so what you were writing on Twitter, Aaron David Miller, that the Biden administration has lowballed and deprioritized the Israeli-Palestinian issue, is it because he's just got too much on his plate domestically?
I think it's that plus the reality. And I don't want to trivialize because people are dying and this conflict is entrenched, volatile, and truly tragic. It is simply not ready for prime time. You need leaders on each side who are masters of their political houses, not prisoners of their politics or their constituencies. You need a sense of ownership in which Israelis and Palestinians, urged not by the international community of the United States, but urged by their own self-interest, Sadat, Begin, Arafat, Rabin, King Hussein. And you need an administration that has the will and the skill to take advantage of that kind of leadership and that kind of ownership in order to produce effective mediation. All three of those factors, which are indispensable to create a sustained, credible political process leading to solution, are simply missing in action.
Aaron David Miller, senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and a former State Department Middle East negotiator and advisor to Republican and Democratic administrations. Aaron David Miller, thank you very much.
Marco, thank you.